The question started out on the simple side, with Utah Republican Party Chairman Thomas Wright moderating the discussion.
What do you see as the greatest problem facing our nation, and how are you uniquely qualified to solve that problem?
That's Representative Chris Herod being asked what he believes is the biggest threat to America and what makes him fit to solve it.
I truly believe that our national debt is the greatest security issue that we've faced. You look at the things that I've done over the last 6 years in the state legislature. I was fortunate to come in with a group of individuals. We were basically told, don't cause too many problems, and in 6 years you can make a difference. We weren't willing to do that. We immediately started talking about the dangers of the deficit. We formed the Patrick Henry Caucus. We started talking about the lands issues.
Former Senator Dan Lilienquist cited spending as the nation's number one threat, then touted his experience as a businessman at Bain Capital to explain to the packed audience what he would do in Washington.
You have got to address the underlying cost drivers, and those by far are the entitlement programs we've ignored for 40 years. I'm determined, and I'm uniquely qualified in this race, to go back there and do that. On the entitlement side, we passed the two biggest entitlement reforms in the country in this state with my legislation the last couple of years.
Senator Orrin Hatch didn't disagree with Herod and Lilienquist about the country's spending, but he argued if elected, he is going to have the power to get things done and a lot of people there to support him.
I believe Mitt Romney will be president of the United States. He wants me to be chairman of the Finance Committee. Together, we'll get these problems solved.
As the current ranking member, Senator Hatch would be chairman of the Senate Finance Committee if Republicans retake the majority in the Senate, a reason he frequently has given to support his campaign this election year. Perhaps the question that drew the most debate was one directed toward Lilienquist about his time in the Utah legislature, from which he recently resigned to run against Hatch. Take a listen.
Can you please address why you missed a quarter of the votes while serving in the Utah Senate?
They're making it sound like I was up golfing or something, or skiing. I was there at the legislature every day. You see, I was working on the two biggest reforms we've done in 50 years. Both of them took a year to craft and bring to the legislature on pension reform and Medicaid reform.
In response to that answer, Hatch replied he could walk and chew gum at the same time, pointing out his 97% voting record in D.C. The three candidates will meet up one more time for a debate on April 16th in St. George. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.